Love Talk Radio.
There is none like you. Ooh. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search through all eternity, Lord, and find there is none. There is none like you. There is none. There is none like you. There is none. There is none like you. There is no one like you. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none. There is none like you. There is none. There is none like you. There is none. There is none like you. There is none like you. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. And our soul says amen and amen. We want to bless be the name of the living God, bless the name of Jesus, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord. Thank you for visiting with us at our fellowship table. Amen. Where breakfast is about to be served. Amen. The breakfast for champions. Amen. Served by the Holy Ghost himself. Amen. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Sister Alfreda out of Philadelphia. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Jesus is our friend. We want you to know that we meet at this platform every day, 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays at this hour, and then back at 12 o'clock on Sundays. Amen. And we are celebrating 11 years. Amen. This end of this year, we'll be celebrating 11 years with a beautiful fellowship banquet, fellowship dinner, tribute dinner, just a Holy Ghost filled time. Amen. And so this is your first time with us. And if you're in the area, if you're not in the area, jump, hop a plane, hop a train, take a ride, forget your ticket and come on and fellowship with us on the 19th of December. That's a Sunday evening at 5 o'clock. Amen. And it's going to be a beautiful, I'm telling you, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I just already feel the confirmation in my spirit. It's just going to be awesome. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. And to God be a praise. We pray that everybody's excited today. It's another day that the Lord has made, another day closer, another day to serve him, another day, amen, to lift up our hands, to sing, to talk, to walk, whatever we can do. Some people can't walk. Amen. Glory be to God, but you're still alive. Amen. Some people can't talk, but you're still alive. Hey, come on now. Glory. One thing you're all doing, I'll tell you one thing we all are doing, is we're breathing. Amen. Inhaling and exhaling. Inhaling and exhaling. So you know what? That's something to give the Lord some praise for. Amen. Let me tell you something. It could always be worse. That's what keeps me going, beloved. Amen. People say, well, you know, how can you do this? How can you do this? Glory be to God. Because I realize that it can always be worse. Amen. But we know it's going to be better because it's a better already. Amen. In Jesus' name. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. All right. Amen. We just completed. Amen. And it wasn't a detailed teaching on the fruit of the Spirit, but amen. We pray that we have whet your appetite. We have whet your appetite enough where you can grab your Bibles. Amen. Do your research. Your glory be to God. Amen. Get all your books together. I know when I study, glory be to God, I'm sort of old-fashioned. I do use Google and, you know, and those other resources from time to time. But I'm so old-fashioned. I come with my concordance. I come with my Bible. Sometimes I have two or three translations. And you should see my desk. Amen. I may have like six different books open. Then I have my notebook and I have my pencils. And I just love studying like that. I just love studying. Then I might read to see, amen, what this theologian said, what Wesley said. And then I say, okay, Lord, now what you want to say to me? Amen. So I listen to what they say, especially if I want to get some different insights on scripture. And then I say, okay, now what's if Bradford was writing this, what would Bradford say? What would you say through Bradford? And so that's how we get the Lord to speak to us, beloved. And we know exactly what the Lord want to say to us. Amen. And so God gives us something to work with. And so we thank God for all these men and women that have put so much time in. Amen. Glory be to God. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. I just love reading. Oh, God, I'm reading a book right now. And I'm just trying to find a way. I know. Let me tell you something. If you spend 20 or 30 minutes a day in reading, just say 20 minutes. Do you know that's what? That's about 2 hours a week. That's 2 hours that you wouldn't have done otherwise. Glory be to God. And they, beloved, if you spend 20 minutes a day on any subject, okay, it won't be long before they will consider you an expert on that subject. And all you did was spend 20 minutes a day. Amen. So imagine just spending just 20 minutes in God's word every day. Some of us are looking for time to spend in God's word. I'm so tired. I can't do this. I can't do that. But what if you spent just 20 minutes a day? That's 2 hours that you would not have otherwise given him. So that's why the Bible tells us despise not small beginnings. Just start where you're at. What if you did 10 minutes a day? 10 minutes a day is better than nothing. I was talking to a senior citizen, glory be to God, and she was saying how, you know, she didn't exercise that much. She said that, you know, she might do 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day. So let me tell you something. That's progress. Because if you exercise for 10 minutes a day, that's almost an hour a week. That's an hour that you otherwise would not have exercised. See, we downplay the little things, the small things, beloved, and when we just need to get started. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. So this as a recap on the fruit of the Spirit as we prepare, amen, to move forward. Amen. And we may come back and revisit this. Amen. If the Lord tells us to do it. And we try to keep our ears open. Amen. So that we can, amen, be where the Lord would have us to be. That was our prayer petition today on our Facebook, a 5 o'clock live on Facebook. As some of you know that we are there. Amen. Glory be to God. If you can't come in live, or some of you have come watching the replay, well, look, we get started where we are and then help ask God to help us to do better. Amen. Glory be to God. But we prayed. That was our target prayer, just to be in the will of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God, to do what the Lord will have us to do. And this is how we try to move in this ministry. Amen. It's not about what Pastor Bradford wants. What does the Lord want? It's not about what Pastor Bradford wants to teach. I'm telling you the truth. I have teaching material. I keep all my paperwork. You should see my office. Glory be to God. I keep all of my paperwork. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I can, you know, for teaching material 20, 30 years, I still have it. See? And I can go back and look at it again and got to add something else on and add something. Glory be to God. He'll bring me up to where I am now. But glory be to God. So the word of God is always relevant. Amen. But I can't do that. I can't preach whatever I want to preach. I can't teach whatever I want to teach. See, I only teach what the Lord will have me to teach. Amen. We'll only speak what the Lord will have me to speak. And that's, we want to just do what the Lord will have us to do, beloved, because that's what we're going to be rewarded for. When we receive our rewards in heaven, it's not going to be a reward based on if you're saved or not. It's going to be the rewards that we will be receiving is not going to be based on our salvation. It's going to be based on our obedience. Did we do what the Lord told us to do? Amen. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. All right, so we see, beloved, amen, Galatians 5:22. Glory be to God, hallelujah, 22. And it reads like this, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. So, beloved, for a full recap, amen, just a brief recap, amen, but in case you have missed a day or two, we know everything is available in our replay and the recordings. Okay, but the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, okay? So we found out there's four types of love. All right, so we was taking an exam today, amen. I know all y'all passed, amen. Glory be to God. So let me tell you something. We may not be taking a physical exam right now, but you best believe you're going to be tested. You best believe you're going to be tested. The Lord got an exam for you, beloved. We're in training for reigning. Amen. Glory be to God. Four types of love. So we have the Eros love, which is the self-seeking love. Sturgo love, which is limited only to one's family. The Filial love, which is based on mutual satisfaction and therefore can feel disappointed. And then we have the highest form of love, the God type of love, amen, which is the agape love. Oh, yeah, that's where it's at, beloved. Amen. Then we have the fruit of the Spirit is joy. Now, we know joy is produced by the grace of God. Amen. Joy is a spirit-given expression that flourishes best when times are strenuous, when times are tough. Amen. That joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy that the world didn't give and joy that the world cannot take away. Then the fruit of the Spirit is peace, shalom, amen, wholeness, completeness, tranquility in the soul that is unaffected by outward circumstances or pressures. Ooh, can somebody give our Lord a hallelujah today? Ooh, my God. Hallelujah. Peace is the rule of order in place of chaos. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I will not be caught up in the drama. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm coming out of the riffraff, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Then the fruit of the Spirit, beloved, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Amen. And we shared with you on that particular subject, amen, that long-suffering is the patient restraint of anger. Forbearance and patience when you suffer long. Amen. And then we have gentleness. Gentleness, beloved. Amen. And that's when we show kindness. And that's when we're friendly to other people. Glory be to God. The fruit of the Spirit working in gentleness, beloved, is a spirit of compassion. When we are considerate, glory be to God, we are sympathetic, humane, kind, or gentle. Amen. Glory be to the living God. So the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. Goodness, beloved, is that generous person, that big-hearted person, that liberal and charitable person. Hallelujah, charitable with their finances, liberal with their finances. A person operating the spirit of goodness is a giver. Amen. And we know it is more blessed to give than to receive. Amen. Hallelujah. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Faith. Glory be to God. Beloved, this faith that the Lord speaks about and the fruit of the Spirit is that faithful person. A faithful person shall abound with blessing. Person that is reliable, loyal, devoted, trustworthy, dependable, dedicated, constant, unwavering. Oh, thank God. Amen. And that's the fruit of the Spirit in us. And we know definitely God is faithful. Amen. To us. God is faithful even when we are not. Amen. Then the fruit of the Spirit, beloved. Amen. Is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness. Amen. Meekness, beloved. The Holy Spirit develops meekness in us. Hallelujah. And we are controlled by kindness. We are controlled by gentleness, mildness, and even friendliness. Meekness, beloved, is a strong-willed person who has learned to submit their will to a higher authority. And we learn that meekness is not weakness, but meekness is control. Amen. And then on yesterday, beloved, amen, we shared with you the spirit of temperance. Temperance. Hallelujah. Close to meekness, but different. Amen. Because when we are operating in temperance, we are in control over ourselves. Amen. We have self-control. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We're saying no. Amen. Hallelujah. To the extra no. No to the credit card spending. Come on now. No to the extra food. No to our sexual appetite that's out of order. We're saying no. Why? Because we're in control. Glory be to God. Restraint. We have restraint over our passions, restraint over our appetites, and restraint over our desires. Amen. And so, beloved, we want to bless be the name of the Lord. Now, we know that we see all nine fruit in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ, amen, exhibited love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Amen. Glory be to God. And we all, now yesterday we indicated to you now the gift of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit is different. Amen. All of us have spiritual gifts. Amen. Our glory, your gift may not be my gift. My gift might not be your gift. Amen. Matter of fact, gifts and callings are without repentance. Amen. Glory be to God. God doesn't change his mind. When the Lord gives you a gift, the Lord doesn't change his mind in the gift. But glory be to God. But now, it is said that Brother Paul had all the gifts working in him. I have to do a little bit more research on that, and it's probably very well true. Amen. Might be a few people who had all the gifts. Amen. But most of us have one. You have at least one gift. Some of us have more than that. Amen. But when it comes to the fruit of the Spirit, we don't pick and choose. Every born-again believer should have all nine fruit operating. Every born-again believer should be walking in love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Amen. And you will know them by their fruit. Hello. And you will know them by their fruit. See? Glory be to God. So the fruit of the Spirit, amen, will only produce if we allow it to produce. It's not going to fight with you. It's not going to struggle with you. Glory be to God. It is. No. If you want it, you can have it. Amen. We have to let go and let God. We let go and we let God. See? And so you can't say that God only blessed me with four of the fruit. No. You were born again of an incorruptible seed, beloved. You were born of an incorruptible seed. Amen. The fruit is already contained in the seed. Glory be to God. Amen. So write this scripture down. Let me find it real quick. Mm-hmm. Okay, give me 1 second. All right. You can find it in, write this scripture down, 1 Peter, number 1, verse number 23. Okay? And I'm going to read for you. Amen. It says here, being born again, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. You see that, beloved? When you was born again, and we taught this on one Wednesday night Bible study, I think it sort of messed a couple people's head up. I think they're still trying to digest it. But we spoke about the sperma of God. We spoke about the sperma of God. How was Jesus born? Through the sperma of God. Okay. How did you come into this world physically? By your father's sperm. People don't want to talk about it, but there's only one way to get here, and we all got here the same way, through your father's sperm, okay? Well, in the spiritual, beloved, through the sperma of God, God's sperm, glory be, you were born again. Now, contained in that sperm, glory be to God, you can always, if the daddy ain't sure, if this is baby, what's the first thing they want to do, Jerry Springer? They want to take the baby for a DNA test. Because the DNA is going to indicate who the daddy is. Why? Because it's in the seed. It's in the sperm. Beloved, we were born of an incorruptible seed. There's no flaws in this seed. Oh, my God. There's no retardation in this seed. Oh, my God, Jesus. Hallelujah. See? In that seed, amen, we contain the DNA of God. Glory be to God. In that seed, beloved, also contains the fruit of the Spirit. You're not waiting for nothing. It's in the seed. See? The love is there. The joy is there. The peace is there. Now, it has to be developed. It's laying dormant. See? That's why Ephesians 3:20 tells us, now unto him who is able. No. Ephesians 3:20. Right, that's it. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask, of according to the power that worketh in us. We got to stir up the power. Beloved, the word of God works if you work it. It's not automatic. Now, you put the seed in the soil, okay, and you're looking and you're wondering why the flower's not growing. I don't see no fruit. I put the seed in the soil. Yeah, but you ain't watering it. You ain't gave the poor soil no type of water and no type of sun. Sitting it over in the corner in the dark, talking about you wondering why you don't see no fruit. Beloved, we are watered, amen, glory be to God, by the word of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Blessed is he who hunger and thirst after the righteous, and he shall be filled. The sun, our sun, S-U-N, is the sun, S-O-N, glory be to God, hallelujah. When we are in the word, glory be to God, hallelujah, meditating the word, eating the word, reading the word, rehearsing the word, meditating the word, come on somebody, living the word, well, until Christ be formed in you. It is a process. You don't put the seed in the ground and come back tomorrow and looking for a tree. Not the next day. It's a process. It's a process. It's a process of development, beloved. But it's already in the seed. When you put that oak seed in the soil, the tree is already in the seed. You come back months later and years later and say, oh, look at that beautiful oak tree. But that oak tree was in the seed. When the seed went down into the soil. Beloved, you are born of incorruptible seed. Every good and perfect gift coming from above is already in you. The kingdom of God is in you. It ain't coming. We're waiting for something to happen that already took place. The kingdom of God is within you. Because you were born again of an incorruptible seed. Your blessings are already in you. Your miracles are there. Glory be to God. Your healing is there. Your breakthrough is there. Let me show you another scripture. I see the Lord taking us another way, so I'm just going to flow with him on today. All right. All right. So, okay. So, write this scripture down. We find it real quick. Write down Luke chapter number 17. Verse number 20. Luke 17:20. I'm going to read it in your hearing. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is with in you. Beloved, you looking around for something that's already in you. You searching high and low and it's already in you. You running here and there, knocking here and there, exhausting yourself, running around in circles for something that's already in you. That's what you're looking to the east, to the west, to the north and the south, but you're looking everywhere but within. It's already in you. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God? It's already in you. Let me show you another scripture. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3, verse number 11. God has made everything appropriate in his time, in its time. He has also set eternity in their heart without the possibility that mankind will find out the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end. You see that? He said, I am the Alpha and the Omega. Glory be to God. From the beginning of your life to the end of your life. God says he has put a slice of eternity where God lives, who God is, his throne, his dominion, his domain, his kingdom. He has put eternity in your heart. But when I'm going to get it, you already have it. You already have it. Eternity is already in your heart. The kingdom of God is already in your heart. God is living within your heart. And God has all the power. God has all the authority. God has all everything. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We're going around begging, and the abundance is already in your heart. Because God owns it. He's the landlord. We're sweating and worrying and in fear, and when the answer is already in your heart. We're looking for answers. When Jesus is the answer, if God knows everything and God is in your heart, then the answer is in you. We're looking in the wrong places if we're looking at all. Beloved, we have, amen, that we were born again of the incorruptible seed of God. And he's not no deadbeat daddy. He's not no granddaddy. He's not no stepdaddy. He is our Father. And we, as humans, if we know how to do good to our children, it is very unnatural for a mother or father to abuse their children and neglect their children. It's unnatural. Even pets tender their loved ones until they're ready to branch off. It's very unnatural. But he said, if we as humans want to bless our children, God said, how much more? How much more will I do for mine? Let me show you this. And I'm closing. I have another lesson here. I have something at the back. We'll go into it on Thursday. Amen. I want to show you this scripture here, too. I want you to write this scripture down. Psalms. Let me see. I think it's Psalms, Holy Ghost. I thank you for my memory. 35. The 35th division of Psalms. Okay. Psalms 35. Give me 1 second here. Okay. All right, here you go. Here you go. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Psalms 35:27. Write that down in your notebooks. What does it say, Pastor? Here it is. Thank you for asking. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified. Now listen to this now. Which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. God gets pleasure in your prosperity. No different than you. Glory be to God. We see our children prospering. They're doing well in school, in college, working, raising families, overcoming situations. Okay? Well, we're happy about that. Right? Well, guess what? God gets pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. God gets no pleasure when you on the low down, all low and busted, glory be to God, and broke and sick, and there ain't no testimony in that. God gets pleasure, glory be to God, when you're doing well and coming up and growing and overcoming and conquering, glory be to God, and moving forward. He's up there flexing his muscles. That's me. He said, that's my child. That's my son. That's my daughter. See? You're making me look good. Glory be to God. Huh? We most of the time, glory be to God, when you see a child, you don't even have to ask most of the time, who's your mama and who's your daddy? If they in the room, you say, yeah, there you go. Look like he spit them out. Why? Because most of the time that child will take on the resemblance of the mother or the father, and most times, if you look real good. Well, beloved, that's what God is looking for in us. We carry his DNA. And as we continue in our journey, our Christian walk, we begin to look like him. All right, I'm going to show you one more scripture, and then I'm going to try to close out. I'm going to show you one more scripture. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, hallelujah. Write this scripture down. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Galatians chapter number 4, verse 19. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. As if Christ be formed in you. You started out looking like the devil, resembling the devil. Huh? Following his bad habits. Oh, liar. But because of Christ Jesus, if any person be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. You are a new creature. Well, then you no longer live in the kingdom of darkness. You live in the kingdom of light. You are a royal priesthood. You are a chosen generation. Beloved, we live in two worlds at one time. We live in two dimensions at one time. Earth is not our home. We're here on an assignment. We are ambassadors for the kingdom. Our home is in heaven. And we live in two dimensions at one time. You live in the spiritual realm and the earthly realm. That's why your prayers are so powerful. If an ambassador is on an assignment for the United States, all that ambassador has to do is make a phone call, amen, and say, I need this and that. I need this and that to complete the assignment as the ambassador of the United States and fulfill my assignment. All they do is pick up the phone. They don't carry a checkbook. They don't carry anything. All they do is communicate. Most of the time, they're checking in with the ambassador to see if you need anything. Beloved, all we got to do is pick up the telephone and make a phone call. God is a very present help in the time of trouble. He said, you have not because you ask not. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. Y'all remember that song, Telephone to Heaven? Oh, what joy divine. Telephone to Heaven. Jesus is a friend of mine. And we pick up that telephone. And whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth is loose in heaven. Tell God what you need. He said, I know what you need. I'm going to supply all your needs according to my riches and glory. I got you. Beloved, we're living beneath our privileges. It's like, I think about President Obama. I always use him for an example because he's such a role model. Glory be to God. And so he had them two beautiful daughters. I don't know what they're doing now, probably in college or whatever. Two beautiful daughters. Can you imagine the president of the United States, the queen of England, giving birth to a child, glory be to God, and then that child, amen, living on Skid Row, acting like they don't know who their mommy and daddy is, begging, borrowing, broke. And your daddy, and your mama, the president, and the queen of England? Saints, we don't know who we are. We don't know whose we are. We are the king's kid. We have his sperm. We was born again of the sperm of God. He's our daddy. Take the blood test. If you got any questions, take the blood test, doggone it. The proof is in the pudding. The blood is going, the results of the blood test going to tell you that this is my daddy. And we thank God for the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. All precious is the flow that makes me white. Ask no, thank God for the blood of Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Beloved, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And all we, and as I wrap up today, All we have to do, beloved, is start seeing ourselves the way God sees us. If you want to learn how to begin to get victory, if you want to learn how to, amen, live the God type of way, amen, the way that God created you to live in that fullness, that dominion, if you want to begin to expand your capacity to receive what thus saith the Lord, all we have to do is begin to see ourselves as God sees us. Not as your mama saw you, because she might have been flawed. Daddy, your pastor, I said, as God sees you. And it's in the word. Okay, I'm going to show you one more scripture, and I'm really finished, because I'm not out of words, but I'm out of time, okay? I need you to write this scripture down here in your notebooks. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. All right, write the scripture down. Ephesians chapter number 1, verse number 6. Ephesians 1, 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Ha! Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loved me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Father God, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. We bless you. We magnify you. We praise you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for just reminding us this day how special we are to you. Father God, when you created us, you said it was good. You declared us good, Father God, in spite of our sins, in spite of our faults. You knew we was going to mess up. You knew we was going to blow up, Father God, and you still called it all good because you saw how it was going to end up. Woo, to bring us to an expected end. Father God, all we can say is thank you. Thank you for looking beyond our faults and supplying all our needs according to your riches and according to your glory. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray. Amen and amen. All right, that's it. That's the word of God for today. And his word will not return to him void, but it will accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. Amen. I love it. Amen. Hallelujah. I was going to begin another lesson today. The Lord said, not today. I said, okay. Hallelujah. Okay. In form of announcements today, what do we have? Altar prayer at 12 o'clock. Amen. And then back at 9. Amen. And to God be praised. Amen. Invite others, beloved. Let them know that there's a place you can come. Bring your prayer requests. Just be in the midst of some praying folks. Seeking the face of the Lord. Amen. Have them call at the top of the hour. Amen. Because if there's no prayer request, the prayer warrior goes into prayer. And so if they call in and the prayer warrior is already praying, then we don't want to interrupt that. Amen. And we have to do things decent and in order. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, prayer summit, Wednesday night and Thursday night, 7:30 on Zoom. Wednesday night, we are praying for healing. Amen. Healing. Healing to the nation, healing to our lands, healing to, oh my God, we can pray a while on healing. Amen. We got to put this COVID-19 and all these booster shots and these monthly booster shots, and we got to put all this in under the blood. We got to come in with prayer. We got to come in with prayer. Amen. Thursday night, we'll be praying for family and finances. Amen. So, amen. I'll be posting the link on Facebook this morning. Amen. Or you can just go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org and into the Zoom room from there. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Amen. Our minister, Erica, amen, working in the background, putting all this together for us. All right. Amen. Glory be to God. The ticket money is coming in. Glory be to God. It's coming in. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Looking forward to our Christmas fellowship, fellowship dinner, tribute dinner. I don't know. It's a Christmas dinner. It's a fellowship dinner. It's a tribute service. It's an anniversary service. It's just a spirit-filled gathering. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be some good singing, some good eating, some good fellowship, some tributes, some exhortation, some praise dancing. Amen. Hallelujah. It's just going to be good. Amen. Because we bind every spirit of retaliation that will come to make it otherwise. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That's one thing about starting a little bit early with something, beloved, because you got that much time to pray on it. Hey, my God, my God. Look, the worst thing you want to do is get some saved and sanctified folks praying on a situation. That's the worst thing you want to do. You're a backup Jack. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Tomorrow is Praise Wednesday. I got my calendar right over here. I promise. I'm going to look at the calendar and see what other November birthdays we have. We want to open up the floor tomorrow. And we're not quite sure how the Lord wants to take us. Amen. But Lord's willing, tomorrow is our Praise Wednesday. And we bless be the name of the Lord. I believe that's it for right now. Remember, if you'd like to put an ad in the Souvenir Journal, we're asking that it be done by this weekend. We just want to do things a little bit more professional this time, but we don't want to wait till the last minute. Please, please, don't be calling after the deadline talking about, Pastor, can I still put an ad in? Come on, Satan. If your money that funny, call the pastor and we'll work something out with you. Put the ad in by the deadline. Reach out to me, okay? Glory be to God. This Souvenir Keepsake Souvenir Journal, people, do not throw these books in the trash. People will always, they say, oh, yeah, I remember, yeah. You need a funeral parlor? Or you need a real estate agent? What you need? You need a photographer? What you need? They will always remember your. They will always remember that. I have souvenir journals from years ago because I don't throw that stuff away. I don't throw that stuff away, and neither do nobody else. Okay, and so the minimum price that we're charging is just enough to cover reproduction. When's the last time you went to have something printed? And don't try to print something in color, huh? And then we got to have enough to make sure that we. Look like we're going to, I'm not sure yet, but look like we may have somewhere about 75 people or so at the event. We got to make sure everybody get a book. You know, they're going to be offended if they don't get a book. Huh? And so, glory be to that might be our greatest expense, getting those books printed, but we're going to get it done. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. My pleasure to serve you today. Amen. Everybody have a good day, a wonderful day, a glorious day. Amen. And a victorious day in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, cancel premature death. We decree and we declare no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. We say thank you, Father God, for the blood of Jesus Christ that covers us, covers our families. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. We are so, so grateful to you. And thank you for opening the eyes of our understanding, Father God, that we might begin, hallelujah, to know, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, who we are in you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Now to him was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Hey, my God, and Satan is defeated. The darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. Thank you for allowing me to serve you today, saints. Amen. It is my pleasure. It is my pleasure, amen, to serve you as I serve God and to serve God as I serve you. Thank you.
If you only believe, it is no secret what God can do. What he's done for our Father, he'll do for you. With us, wide open, I believe God.